Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're here for you. Claim now at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
I think West Ham have done great. You know, I think that Sam will believe that they'll have every chance of getting into the top four. There'll be plenty of people telling them that they can't do it and they can't make it and they won't have a strong enough squad. But you've just got to control all of that and really focus on yourselves. We had a similar thing last year where there was no way we were going to be able to get into the top four and we couldn't challenge for that and then couldn't challenge for the title and we nearly won it because we were focused. So Sam's a very experienced manager. You know, he's been a leading figure in the game for a long time, understands the game very well, and he'll understand that his team have done fantastic this season. So a tough game for us, there's no doubt, and we'll expect a tough game.
Welcome to Anfield. Daniel is back, and with that comes expectancy. Goals have been lacking, and the pressure is on Sturridge's shoulders. He's not played since August, but he returns today on the bench for Liverpool. Surprise team selection in that Steven Gerrard is not involved at all, but there is a fixture pile-up coming, and Mario Balotelli completely left out of the 11 against West Ham this afternoon. Liverpool have been on a good run of form. A win would move Liverpool above West Ham in the Premier League table, and if the Reds take 3 points and Tottenham don't win at West Brom, then they move into the top six for the first time in quite a few months. Well, they haven't won three consecutive Premier League games, but at the moment they're on that run where they beat Aston Villa and Sunderland, and then cup games followed that, the two almighty heavyweight clashes with Chelsea and a cup game drawn with Bolton, which will be replayed Wednesday coming. But we are back to Premier League action today, and it's the blue tops of West Ham against the red of Liverpool. West Ham win the toss, and Liverpool shooting the cop in the first half. One change in the Liverpool side from that excruciating extra time defeat to Chelsea, and Steven Gerrard not included. Adam Lallana comes in. Mignolet in goal. Sean, Skrtel, Sacco, the back three. Markovic, Henderson, Lucas and Moreno, the midfield four. Lallana and Coutinho behind Raheem Sterling. Liverpool's bench contains quite a few striking options. Jordan Ibe, Fabio Barini, Daniel Sturridge, Ricky Lambert, Joe Allen, Glenn Johnson and Danny Ward's the reserve keeper. John Aldridge is with me as always, and he's managed within about 2 minutes to spill the biggest cup of coffee you've ever seen all over the place.
I do so many times, and I was just looking forward to that coffee so much. The whole lot went. There was a knot in the headset trying to fix the knot. And knot. Anyway,
West Ham, the team have better fortune than you, John.
Well, West Ham's won the toss, and we are kicking into the cup, which we don't see very often first half.
The game.
Ball put in towards Andy Carroll from Stuart Downing on the right-hand side. And then Carroll runs it away from the penalty area rather awkwardly. Liverpool played up to Coutinho. Heads it on centrally for Lallana.
Nice.
Manages to control, feeds it out to Sterling. He's pressing in towards Winston Reid in the West Ham box. Sterling to Lallana. It's a great run. It's Markovic. His shot is blocked. It's back to Markovic again. And he took too long. And this time closed down by James Collins. It's a corner.
Lovely, lovely play from Liverpool. First time in the game after 5-6 minutes. Great combination where Markovic didn't even get a corner of the second shot. Snatched at it. The first shot, there was no conviction in it from him. The first shot from Sterling was blocked. Liverpool should have done better.
A free kick given for West Ham, left side of Liverpool's area, and Brendan Rodgers complains to the linesman.
A cup. You know, it's something you're not. Carl's got his hands up in the air, and it's a come together. And this is this referee's name, Friend, isn't it? Is it Friend again?
This is Andre Mariner, John.
Andre Mariner, oh, they all look the same to me, they all act the same as well. Anyway, it's a great opportunity for West Ham. I have to say, early on in the game, set piece, not a mini corner, you call it.
Left hand side to be taken by Stuart Downing. left foot, just one in the Liverpool wall, close to the dead ball line. He's chipped it far post. Collins gets up, tries to feed it back into a dangerous area.
Dear me!
Well, it was. Collins was climbing all over the back of the Liverpool player. The rest have picked it out to Sterling. Sterling attacking the box. West Ham rushing back, but Sterling's into the West Ham penalty area. Tries to cross it in, hits the knee of Aaron Cresswell. And then a backwards header gets it away by Winston Reid. Followed up by Adam Lallana's shot.
Come on.
Right underneath the ball and scoops into the cop end.
Poor shot, isn't it? Really is snatching at it again. We had them pinned back. That's an unbelievable piece of refereeing. Everyone in the stadium seen Collins take a ride on Sacco's back. And he's 10 yards away. And Lucas is saying, what's going on? And he's right.
And so it's back with Liverpool's defenders and Martin Skrtel. There's a wind, you can probably hear it on the microphones, a cold, bitter wind breaking round Anfield at the moment. As they play a ball forward, West Ham and Enner Valencia chasing into the penalty area. Mignolet just gets the hands on it. But again, Liverpool just looking a little bit susceptible with that ball.
Yeah, it was the first bad ball by Lucas. And it was a through ball that scale, couldn't quite get to it. But Mignolet was on his toes. Wasn't an awful lot of problems for him.
Back it comes to.
But West Ham are having a go. It's quite strange because, you know, they Andy Carroll's basically playing off Valencia. He's the one who's playing further up top, which is strange.
Downing makes a bit of an error with his touch then, but it's enough time for Aaron Cresswell to get back, and then he's knocked off the ball by Lallana. Lallana left foot and hits the shot. That's into the body of a West Ham player, Winston Reid, but the referee didn't award a penalty. It was inside the penalty area.
He hit his arm. He hit his elbow, Steve. I don't know if his intent was there. Come a long way, so. It wasn't like it was from short distance.
Carroll's wrapped it up forward down the left-hand side. Valencia latches onto it. Valencia cuts in onto his favoured right boot. He's gone past two and is tripped by Lucas just outside the D on the edge of the penalty area. Well, flailing that one. A stray leg by Lucas, really.
Well, it's come from, Markovic has gone in half-hearted for the tackle. He's got to go in full-blooded and that doesn't happen. That doesn't get to that situation. This is dangerous now. This is really dangerous.
West Ham free kick opportunity.
Well, who's on this, Steve? It's Valencia, isn't it? So the wall's got to do its job. It's central 21 yards. Perfect. It's got it up and over. Perfect. Let's hope he doesn't do it. He shanks it.
Well, Andy Carroll's moved away. He didn't want to be considered. Enner Valencia for West Ham. Just about everyone from the Liverpool team packed into that wall tightly. Valencia right-footed. Hits it into the wall.
Really
thinking it's Skrtel. Comes back out to Valencia, ducks into the penalty area, chips it far post. Collins went up, didn't get a header. Liverpool try and head it away. Still fighting with Kevin Nolan. And he's hit the shot. And that left-footed shot against Martin Skrtel and out for a corner. And some of the Liverpool players had stopped thinking there was a refereeing decision.
Yeah, I think it was an handball. You get nothing off him. Nothing today. Yeah.
Corner from the left, Stuart Downing for West Ham. West Ham have started brightly in the game. Chips it far post again. Keeper punches away. Mignolet headed back into penalty area by Aaron Cresswell. Liverpool do manage to divert it clear. Coutinho then lobs one. The chase of Lazar Markovic might pay off. No, headed away, but then Sterling's first to it. Sterling might be favourite from here. Edge of the penalty area. On the right foot. Plays it towards Henderson.
Oh, it's and a Henderson great chance.
Hits it into the body of the keeper, Adrian.
What a great opportunity.
West Ham, and they launch one long, and the flag's gone up.
Great opportunity. Well done, Liverpool. Great break. You know, Jordan Henderson done really well to get up there, but that shows, you know, our midfield, we haven't got enough players who can score goals. He should have bent into the corner, and he's done well, to be fair, but clinical. It's right into the midriff of the keeper after running, 80 yards to get, you know, up in touch. Excellent play from Liverpool, I have to say. Wanted the better finish. Not a bad ball, that, Steve, from Henderson.
Brought down by Moreno, left side of his penalty area. Then Coutinho, edge of the West Ham box. Lovely back heel by Sterling to Coutinho. Fires near post and it's saved by the keeper. Best chance of the game so far. Brilliant reading of the game by Raheem Sterling. The back heel put Coutinho in and he went near post with his effort, but blocked out by West Ham's Adrian.
Yeah, got down well, didn't he?
Well, that was the best bit of play we've seen so far this afternoon. Here's Enner Valencia. running away with the ball from his penalty area. The outlet is the left wing for Downing. Then Cresswell hooks one forward. You see Andy Carroll picking up the pace and running into the back of Martin Skirtle. Skirtle delayed for a second and gave Carroll a chance to beat the ball off him. And then Carroll wins a corner up at that end of the field. Yeah. Carroll was just brilliant then, and Skirtle should have got it away quicker.
Yeah, it wasn't good defending by any means. And it's gifted West Ham a corner, which they try and thrive off these, don't they?
Corner from the left-hand side by Stuart Downing. It's the box, it's Carroll's header. It's a blunt one, and it's wide left side of Mignolet's goal. Now Joey O'Brien gets in round the back of Coutinho, down the right side. Amor Fatanio back to O'Brien, crosses in deep on the far side. Zena Valencia, the ball's gone right through past Markovic, who's gone down in the penalty area. Didn't look like contact. Now be played square back in the box by West Ham. Liverpool clear. Markovic now decides he's going to get up, and I think, I'm not sure, let's watch the replay, but I think he was putting it on a bit then, Markovic.
Andy Carroll's had a couple of meaty collisions.
Well, let's watch and see whether it's been unjust to him there.
Oh, his elbow's caught him, Steve.
Well, he just whacked him on the top of the head, hasn't he, Andy Carroll, as he's come down, flailing arm, left arm.
He never used to get decisions going his way like that, Andy, when he's at Liverpool, did he? It's a scrappy game, isn't it? And that's exactly what West Ham want, how they want it at the moment.
That's playing into their hands, and there's a long throw by West Ham, which has come off Emre Can,
well,
gone out for a corner.
Andy Carroll's got him shook at the back. You know, Emre Can there, normally composed, keep your eye on the ball. He's took his half the ball and it's hit him on the back and gone out for a corner. It's a free corner for West Ham. They're ruffled by Andy Carroll's tactics, Steve.
And Carroll laid the law down early doors, and Sean is ruffled. And here's a West Ham corner, and Collins heads it back in, and there's Carroll. It's saved on the line by the keeper, Mignolet. He tried to stick all his neck muscles into that header to Andy Carroll. Unfortunately, Mignolet saw which side of goal it was going.
Go on,
Sterling, edge of the area, takes the shot, gets a different...
Oh, what a
Lallana! And Lallana lies on the floor
chance.
With his face buried into the turf. And as John says, opportunity for Liverpool, and they've wasted it.
A chance. It fell for him. Good play by Raheem Sterling, and I think Lucas put him away, took Collins on, and then slipped the ball neatly. It come off the back, and was that Lallana? It was Adam Lallana, wasn't it? And you'd fancy, was it Markovic? Couldn't quite see who it was, but it's a real good opportunity. He wraps his foot around it. 5 minutes or so to go.
There's Coutinho left of the penalty area. West Ham hustling about, trying to close it down. Lucas takes a shot. Bounds in front of the goal mouth and then up into the body of Adrian.
Not Lucas's fault. We've spoken about that before, haven't we? At least he hit the target. You know, he got a little bit of power, but it was far too central to beat the goalkeeper.
That's Coutinho now, challenged from the side by Kevin Nolan. Referee says he got the ball. Coutinho stays down.
So Kevin's got to be careful. That was a lifted challenge, wasn't it? You know, he's been sent off before here, Kevin Nolan.
Sterling backing in towards his man, Joey O'Brien in the penalty area.
Oh, you've got no chance with this fella.
Well, everyone's asking for a penalty. Markovic breaks through.
Oh, he's got a score!
A Markovic gilt-edged opportunity. He's had a poor first half, and that just about caps it. I mean, he ran into the box, ball at his feet. West Ham had the majority of men on the far side of the penalty area.
That's a penalty before that, Steve, isn't it?
He's got ahead of the defender, and he's just got to get it in the goal from there.
Yeah, but I think this is a penalty. He's pulled him all over the face, Joey O'Brien. He's got his arms round him. Referee, he's give Liverpool nothing, really. No half decisions, no contentious decisions. And he's got a little smile on his face. Look at the arrogance of him, look. You know, that was it's a penalty, that, Steve, because although Markovic should have scored when it comes to him, it wasn't played on. You can't play him on. He's been dragged to the ground, you know, and referees... Anyway, away from the referee. We probably don't deserve to go in ahead, you know, because no team's really dominated that half. They've had a few good opportunities, you know, Markovic, in particular at the very end, who's... I think that's probably summed up his first half, because, he's been bitty, but... As I said before, this is one of those games that you take 1-0, hopefully, and walk away, because as it stands, you know, either way.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. When you need to claim, think hampsonhughes.com.
Welcome back. We're just underway. Literally, that ball has just started moving for the second half. Kevin Nolan tries a snapshot, and he went through to Amal Fatano. Sacco read it and moves it away. No changes for Liverpool at the break. Well, Liverpool nil, West Ham United nil in the Barclays Premier League. A chance for Liverpool to drastically step up their ambitions in the second half. It's been a flat first 45. And there's Joey O'Brien clearing the way. Drops on Sacco's chest. He's run it over the white line. It's a West Ham throw-in. So Liverpool with Mignolet and Cole. Three at the back. It's Skrtel, Emre Can and Mamadou Sakho. Can's in the centre of those three at the moment. Then the midfield. Right wing back, Lazar Markovic. Left side, Alberto Moreno. Lucas and Henderson. And then further forward, you have Philippe Coutinho, Adam Lallana and Raheem Sterling. There's Raheem Sterling. Liverpool attacking the Anfield Road end in the second half of this game. And he's jinked around the back of Winston Reid. Still got the ball. Lovely control and skill to get past 2 feet and in towards Moreno, who hits it left-footed. Completely miskicked that scissor.
That's us in here at the moment. Misfired and with the goalkeeper. Great play by young Sterling.
Now Coutinho back heel into the West Ham penalty area for Sterling, but running across the body of Sterling and getting the ball was Song. And then Song's running into touch, and it's a throw-in.
Yeah, they were saying the elbow on Sean by Andy Carroll was nasty. I didn't see it personally. You might see it on the telly later on, I don't know.
It's Markovic to Sterling. Good opportunity. Sterling, edge of the area, takes the shot. Massively underneath the ball, nowhere near the target.
He's done everything right, but you just missing the target time and time again. Just make the goalie work. He's done really well there, young Sterling, to manipulate the position and get the space for himself. And then when he pulled the trigger, he leant back and it went over the bar by a good couple of yards from the edge of the box.
And then Sean on the edge of his penalty area shifts it away to Mamadou Sakho. Carroll continued the chase, but now when Sarko's played a pass up to Moreno, this passenger plays right up on the edge of the West Ham penalty area. It's pulled through towards Sterling!
Yeah!
Sterling slots it into the right-hand side of the West Ham goal. He takes advantage of a little bit of a breakdown in West Ham play on the edge of the penalty area. And they found it tough today. But finally, Raheem Sterling on 50 minutes manages to beat the keeper, Adrian. It all started on the left wing. Sterling involved in chesting the ball off.
What a ball by Coutinho.
And then a return ball by Coutinho, which Sterling wrapped home. 1-0 Liverpool.
Well, we needed that, didn't we? Really did need that. And since the break, young Sterling's come out and he looks like he's got something to prove. 5-6 minutes. And that was a great finish, really was. And good play from Mourinho. Fired it into Sterling, who chested it down to Coutinho. His reverse pass was superb. And it's caught the back two centre-backs for West Ham. Cold, and he was through. And it was one against one from 8 yards out. And no problem at all by young Sterling. And that's what we just need to kick-start us off.
Well, something had to come sometime, and Raheem Sterling making absolutely 100% sure he beat the keeper there. It's Jordan Henderson, back to Markovic right side. Infield to Lucas, heads it backwards, that's an awkward header by Can, he's given it away, and then a Valencia makes a mistake. And Emre Can, well, he's not having the standard of game he normally does, but Liverpool come up at the other end. It's Coutinho to Sterling. Then Coutinho can't run it through the pack of blue shirts. Emre Can's a very, very lucky ball. Yeah. Boy, Liverpool
just
should have probably conceded then.
We just do that too much, don't we? You overplay at the back, it's nice and tight. We've got ourselves in a bit of, well, a few knots there. I mean, Sakho done well to retrieve the situation.
Free kick, Mark Noble has it for West Ham, chips it to the edge of the box. Up great goes Andy Carroll, Sakho. But Sacco's the one who wins it. Comes out to Joey O'Brien. Downing crosses in, right-hand side, should be the keeper's. He's confused as he collides with Skrtel and just about away from Emre Can. And Can has kicked the legs of Andy Carroll. Carroll's stayed down on the floor, both of them have, in fact. Alex Song's won the ball back on the other end of the field. But Carroll's still down, and Downing's been asked to bring play to a halt. And Carroll stays on the floor just inside the penalty area. Well, the referee's...
What happened, Steve?
Well, I don't know, but I think Nolan was saying to Sean, you did that on purpose, because Carroll stayed on the floor. And Carroll's still on the floor, isn't he? He's writhing around inside the penalty area. The cross in from Stuart Downing. Keeper comes to punch away. Sean brings it down on his knee.
Oh.
And then Carroll dives in on him.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Carroll's... It's just... Oh, I tell you what, it's a bad saddle by Andy Carroll, do you think?
I was going to say studs were up, weren't they?
He's probably, if he's hurt himself, he deserves it, because his studs were right up there. Again, Skirtle and Mignolet from the... Mignolet's good, he's in his rights, but he's got to shout, keeper! And then Skirtle ducks his head and he get a punch. As it was, there might have been communication. Skirtle's got his head, and that's what caused a little bit of a problem that we had. And the ball got played up by... By still, should be a booking this. Yeah, it is a booking for Andy Carroll. Rightly so.
Yellow card, he's back on his feet. Sam Allardyce probably at that point in time thinking he'd lost his striker out to injury again, and Carroll doesn't look 100% convincing as he hobbles over.
If Andy Carroll's injured, I think he's injured, you know what I mean? He's not the type to feign injury, is he?
There's the ball dropping in the edge of the Liverpool area. Carlton Cole gets a header forward. Moreno flips a header away, comes back to Cole again. He's quick with his pass in towards the man who's going to take the shot. It's a long shot which has to be saved, and then Valencia struck it clean, left-footed, but straight at the keeper, Mignolet.
Carlton Cole involved straight away. He's gone down the middle now to change this set-up slightly, but Andy Carroll is playing on the left-hand side.
Liverpool 1, West Ham 0. Now Raheem Sterling.
Well,
he's dragged James Collins out of position.
Come on, Markovic, get
played
out
it out wide to the right wing for Markovic,
no,
who puts it in low.
That's awful.
Markovic is just having not having a game, is he?
He's having a shocker, Steve. His confidence is shot to bits, especially when he missed that opportunity. That's a good ball.
Sterling
from
now, edge of the penalty area. Can't get his shot or pass away. The deflection, though, ends up with Coutinho. Back comes Coutinho. He's dribbled it past Kevin Nolan. Strikes the shot. It was going goalwards, and it was saved by the keeper, Adrian. Much better from Philip Coutinho.
Yeah, he worked it well, didn't he? He caught it well. Again, unfortunately for Coutinho at the moment, he just can't find the corners of the goals, can he?
And it's at the feet of Aaron Cresswell. And the cheers are for Daniel Sturridge, who's
good
now
defending.
Walking his way to the byline. Daniel Sturridge has been out of action since August.
Yeah, it's a sight that we've all been waiting for a long time, Steve, isn't it? Young Coutinho's done brilliant there.
Oh. Coutinho to Lallana. Now it's Henderson, edge of the penalty area. Strikes it low and misses the target with his shot.
Great play by Coutinho. He's been a handful here. Yeah, it's as we said, it's Markovic to come off. And Jordan Henderson will go over there, as I said, I think. Will he? Oh. Yeah, no, Lallana's going wing back, Steve. Now.
We'll talk about pinning your hopes on one man, but Daniel Sturridge arrives back into the Liverpool side with.
Looks like he's put a bit
plenty
more
on his shoulders. He's got to start scoring the goals for Liverpool. They've lacked the cutting edge. And Sturridge enters backwards, just a sign of the cross on his chest. And
yeah,
we hope
like
the goals.
He's beefed up, you know, muscle-wise. Well, he's been away. Probably tried to strengthen him up some way or form.
Emre Can kicks out for a corner kick to West Ham on the left-hand side.
I have to say, the only way I can see them scoring at the moment is off a set play, and that was a bit sloppy from us, I have to say. A little bit sloppy.
So West Ham's corner, Mark Noble takes it. Liverpool have gathered themselves in numbers around their six-yard box, but the big players of West Ham go forward. Corner taken into the box. That header's gone narrowly wide on the right by Winston Reid.
Well, he's come amongst the bodies, Sam. I mean, like, got to be careful there. You know, he's been doing a lot better, but there's a lot of bodies to, you know, unless he's going to get a fist to it, he's got to be a bit careful. But anyway, we got away with it.
Moreno to Henderson. Henderson to Sterling.
Oh, great feet.
Great pace and feet, and gets round Noble, and Sterling edge of the box. Tees it over right side for Lallana. Oh, it's gone right away in front of Daniel Sturridge. Lallana hoping to put one in front of the master goal poacher, and he just couldn't quite get there.
Well, again, if you watch, it's a great move. Sterling's done well, and the ball's brilliant, but Daniel just read it a little bit too late. But that will come.
It's Coutinho taking it to the West Ham defence. Jinx to the right of Noble. Gets it, Sturridge!
Yeah!
Oh, he's back!
That.
He's back! And he's made chink, that dance of delight. And Sturridge is going to offer so much to this Liverpool team in the coming months. And he's shown why everyone has been so desperate to see him in the red shirt again. Liverpool 2, West Ham 0. It's Daniel Sturridge.
Brilliant. Great play from Liverpool again, and we've seen that time and time and time again where we do them three or four fantastic little passes, it goes to someone and we fluff our lines, but it didn't. He's just been back on the pitch 10-15 minutes and he's got his first real opportunity and he smashed it in the back of the net. Great finish, game over, 2-0. That was just what we needed, just needed that one at the time, because that Liverpool was spilled in. West Ham, a few corners and all that, two corners, but brilliant, great finish. Oh, it's a chance here.
Now Liverpool break with Adam Lallana, right side of the West Ham penalty area. A couple of step overs, doesn't make the most of it. Jordan Ibe follows up on the loose ball, into the box he goes. Oh, he might score himself, it's saved by the keeper. Sturridge!
Oh, should have been 3-0.
Well, it was Ibe, first of all. You have to say, he had the opportunity to score. He's angry with himself, but Sturridge, it came to him quickly just after that, and he scuffed the ball.
Yeah, it's good play by Ibe, wasn't it? He took them on, and his goalie hit the goalie's legs, and then it's come back out to Daniel Sturridge, chested it, and then just pushed his shot wide. But we know Jordan Ibe's going to be a really good player for us, you know. He really is. I've liked the lad for a long time, watched him now for the last 3 years or so. And he's shown what he could do there.
But a corner, a late corner, which Downing puts far side of the box.
Free kick.
It's going to be a free kick inside that penalty area. Ball was put into the net.
It was actually the linesman, I think, that gave that foul. Mignolet again coming amongst
the ball. He's held back, the culprit is
Kevin behind
Nolan.
Me jumping up and down. They thought that was given. He had 2-1 for Liverpool at 7-1. Sorry, clean sheets are more important. Get it right, eh?
Kevin Nolan, it was, who was holding on to Simon Mignolet.
Full time.
3 points for Liverpool, but more importantly, the return of Daniel Sturridge and the goal scoring return of Daniel Sturridge. Didn't have too many touches in the game, but I think it was his second or third, resulted in an emphatic finish past the West Ham keeper, Adrian. Second half, started with a Raheem Sterling goal, and then Daniel Sturridge put it out of reach of West Ham. Liverpool continue their march up the Premier League table. It's the first time they've won three consecutive Premier League games this season after beating Aston Villa, Sunderland, and now West Ham. They're in a good mindset. And they've got their main man back. Liverpool 2, West Ham 0.
Yeah, well, I said first off, the way it was going, you know, I just think it's, you know, one of those smelly 1-0 wins. But it became, a lot better than that, because although we weren't at our best, you know, we played some really good stuff in the first half. You know, close in the second half, we were well on top. Played some really good stuff in certain areas. Created some really good opportunities. And it's brilliant that, you know, again, underlining, Sturridge come on and scored the second goal just to put it to bed. But it's good. There's some real good play there in the second half, you know, the second half of the second half with Sturridge, with Coutinho, with young Raheem Sterling. You try marking them and Lallana getting involved from the right. You try marking them three plays. That's tough with the movement and the pace of all three of them. It's really tough. It's a defender's nightmare, especially when you're putting balls in behind. So, as I said, I thought we were always going to go on from strength to strength. Just need to keep Daniel in, you know, cotton wool and keep him fit. And, you know, hopefully he'll get a good 90 minutes under his belt at Bolton before, you know, the Merseyside derby next Saturday, which we're all looking forward to.
Post-match. We knew today was going to be a tough game. West Ham have been excellent this season and scored goals throughout the season and been very tough to play against. But I think after that first 15-20 minutes when we had to compete and battle physically, I think then the players aren't the right to play. And some of the football today, again I repeat, on a really difficult surface, I thought was outstanding. So as you say, second half we had good control of the game, good positioning, and got our goals and maybe could have had a few more. So very pleased.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook.
Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.